Okay, hello everyone. This is Kenji here from the Red Rocks, bringing you an activation for deep peace. Deep peace. The planet's calling for a lot more peace, eh? All right, so we're going to bring in the peace team. You know, like in that TV series, the A-Team? Okay, we're going to bring in the peace team. So I want you to close your eyes and get comfortable and just begin to receive your version of your peace team. So these can be beings from all different realms of understanding, past, present, future, parallel. So we're going to briefly outline today's call, and we will address as much as we can. And I'm going to do my best to, instead of always going deep and wide, I'm going to go deep and not so wide. Okay, so as you know, live, organic, non-GMO meditational activation today. So actually, we're celebrating the solstice. Yay, summer's here. And pre-full moon. Full moon amplifying and enhancing wherever you're at. It's also a time to acknowledge the harvesting of the seeds you planted during the new moon of 2 weeks ago. Okay, deep breath. I think we're going to breathe into the chest today by way of the stomach, by way of the solar plexus. And when we breathe in, we're going to feel I am, and holding I am in the body, and then exhaling we are, and then pausing after the exhalation and feeling we are. So it's I am and we are. We're going to move through the chaos and confusion that you may be experiencing. Definitely what humanity, Earth plane is experiencing on many, many levels. And you are seeing massive amounts of cognitive breakdown and failure. Extreme polarity manifestations. And probably one of the highest levels of disagreement and non-agreement that this planet has ever seen. We're going to move past that. We're going to move way past that into that place that you know very well, but perhaps sometimes have a little bit of a difficulty remembering, oh, I got to stop, take a deep breath, relax, and tune in again. So we're going to do that now. So if you know of anybody that's experiencing what has been called ascension symptoms, so these basically are perhaps unexpected, not normal, unusual physical, emotional, psychological, energetic symptoms, including perceiving things that weren't there before, or knowing levels of awareness about other people that weren't present before, sensing energies that you can't put your finger on, that could either feel very blissful or very weird, unusual, different, having strange medical conditions that doctors say, well, we can't find anything that's the matter, so it all must be in your head. Now, there will be more extreme occurrences of depression, anxiety, stress, loneliness, grief, despair, etc. All right, do your best to know if that's yours or if that's other people's. And if it's yours, okay, then really choose to deal with it and accept it. So much of what's coming forward is energies that we have kind of put on the back burner or in the closet, thinking, well, if I don't see it, it's not happening, it's not there. Or I'll deal with this later. And then you forget that you even said that, all right? We have to come up in the present time. So what better way than to fully experience everything, the bliss, the joy, the sadness, the grief, whatever it is. Little bit relating to ascension symptoms, seeing realities that you haven't seen before. So when your clairvoyance opens up, when your telepathy opens up, when your intuition really opens up, when your sense of things begin to move to the next level, if you have any questions about what you're experiencing, ask. And it's okay, the weirdness and the strangeness, it's okay. So what kind of happens with the system, with your energy system, with your ego system, when you begin to move out of a very old established reality into the zone of, I'm not sure what where I'm going, but I know I need to make a change. I just lost my job. I need to make a change. Or, I know I got to move out of this house, but where am I going? I got to get out of this relationship, but don't know how to do it. All right? You have to trust in the process. You will be taken care of as long as you are open to receiving the help and are willing to go into the void without knowing step by step. That takes great courage. So let's do this today, folks. Let's breathe in the courage to make the changes gracefully. Breathing in the courage to make the changes. Whatever is necessary for your awakening into deep union. I trust in the process. Now, we are still in this null zone, so to speak. We are definitely still in this transition period. And depending upon where humanity goes with their awakening, will determine largely when we start to see the heaven on earth ideal beginning to manifest, peace on earth and all of that. Don't be discouraged if it's going to take a long time as far as we're concerned, meaning like decades. Don't be discouraged. I know we thought it was going to happen after 2012. Well, actually, I thought it was, personally, it was going to happen after 2000, at the turn of the century. But you do not have to be sidetracked or derailed. Stay on course, no matter what. Okay. Breathe in the Council of Light. All right, you're going to find that place in your body that's aching, emotionally aching, psychologically hurting. Find that place. Just pick any place. It could be your knee, your lower back, your brain, your neck. It could be an injury that you just experienced. It could be post-surgery achiness, whatever. And if it's not physical but really deeply emotional, then just pick one. It could be going through a divorce, a separation, loss of a loved one, breakups of any kind, homelessness, bankruptcy. All right, just stay focused on one because we're going to go really deep with this. And especially if it's a physical thing. So just take a deep breath into that part of your body that you're focused on, or your emotional body, if it's not physical. And you're going to just move your awareness out of judgment and out of thinking and out of analyzing and analyzing and analyzing. And just be in the present moment with awareness. I let go of my logical mind, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, my pain body, my emotional body, everything that is not of a place of oneness. Right. Now, tap into a fifth dimensional frequency of your choosing. Stay with that. Stay focused in the body. And just breathe and relax. Relax your shoulders, your forehead, your feet, and your hands. Take a deep breath, allowing the body to become softer. Again, remembering we've called in the peace team. Stay with it. We're calling for the solstice energies from the cosmic realms and the power of the full moon in its truest sense. And we're going to ground in a new kind of way. So stay focused with the body. And we're going to anchor and align with what we call the City of Lights, deep within the earth. The City of Lights. And these are minimum fifth dimensional energies. Allow this City of Light to align with you as well. So open up and receive their gifting of their presence. And begin to feel the love that they have for you, each one of you. Their compassion, their caring, their loving support, their generosity, their wisdom. Now, be a clear and perfect channel for this light to channel through you, so to speak, into your neighborhood. Into your neighborhood and into the city or area where you are physically living. You can envision this as waves of bright light that are moving through the atmosphere, moving through the soil, moving through the waters of your neighborhood. Now, there may be a spot, an area in your home that needs healing. Just like our bodies require healing, your home, which represents aspects of you, well, the inhabitants, your home might be containing a weak area, an area that needs some healing or more light. So allow your home to receive the vibrations from inside the earth, the City of Lights. It could be your prosperity corner, as an example, maybe needing some energy. Or your healing corner. Maybe it's your doorway. Could be your attic, your basement. Or parts of your backyard. Now, we're going to ask for you to call forth your ancestors that could use a big dose of deep peace. That includes your family members and your pets. And anybody that's really close to you, like your clients, your friends, your students, perhaps even your teachers. Okay, begin to breathe into body now, this feeling of blissfulness and joyfulness. It's coming from your soul. It's coming from your I am. Now, if there's any resistance in your body, just make it okay. Let's breathe in the power and strength of allowing the resistance, the unconsciousness, to be there. Now, envision in the mind of God, which is your mind, a very deep golden infinity sign that is actually actualizing multidimensionally, activating and moving through every cell and organ in your body. This infinity power is a connector. So you can envision putting these fragments within your consciousness. You can call them whatever you like, fragments. Those parts of you that are still not attached or connected to the whole, to the core, to your center. And put it in this infinity flow. And just see what happens and how you feel. All right, we're going to take a more focused journey into the City of Lights, as within the earth, on the inner plane. So your body's going to be safe where it is. And we're going to take a little journey off the body or away from the body for a period of time. And this is for the purpose of connecting with a particular master that resides within this city of lights. That will be unique for you. With the purpose and intent of helping you to embody the wisdom of the Earth Mother. Your body has the same wisdom. And the particular master that will show up for you will also help you in realizing your strength and your inner courage and fortitude to graciously move through all these big earth changes and personal changes. So as we move deeper with our focus and intent away from the physical body, away from the earth plane, away from all of what's happening upon the earth and in this galaxy and solar system, we're moving way past the astral plane, and we're moving into this place that's very calm, serene, and imbued with this silent power and force that can move mountains. So as you move deeper into the city of light, be ready to receive the master that shows up for you. And we will go on a silent journey of approximately 20 or so minutes, 25 minutes, moving deep into the silence so that you can begin to remember and to take back your power, your knowing. So I will call you back when it's time to return. Now, there is a place within the City of Lights that is called the Temple of Peace. You will be guided, directed to find your place within this temple, to go into a deep state of inner meditation. There's going to be some restructuring here in your brain on this level. Keep your focus through your third eye center. There will be parts of your brain that will begin to be activated. Power points in the brain. So relax and receive. within this temple of peace, there is a vibrational space that produces a resonance of harmony and divine order for your body-mind connection. All you need to do is ask for this resonance frequency. Give your body permission to receive this. Harmony and divine order. For all cells, molecules, atoms, subatomic particles, systems, glandular systems within your physical embodiment. Allow the body to take a deep breath into its brain. Now allow the body to take in this resonance into the solar plexus and deep into the emotional body. Now there is a collective heart center within this temple. You may join the masters now that are there in this beautiful circle of light. Within the infinity flow, remembering your place within this city of lights. You have a divine connection with this vibration. Okay, we're going to begin to finish up this particular level of experience. Now, holding this frequency, begin to bring back your awareness to your physical body on the earth plane. And wherever your body is needing attention, take a deep breath and focus this frequency there. Whether it's the physical body, your emotional body, your mental body. And give yourself permission to hold this for a very long time. These frequency changes. Okay, we're going to bring this frequency through the spine now. And you're going to anchor at the base of your spine within your original 8 cells of creation, your sacrum. Now let this frequency resonate to all aspects of you. Make sure your auric field is strong and stable. Space above your head, open and clear. Space below your feet, open and clear. Space around your hands, open and clear. Heart chakra, open and clear. Okay, maintain your grounding and anchoring with the City of Lights. And when this activation is over, you may want to just sit where you are or lie down and receive the blessings that will continue to be given for the rest of this evening. So we want to thank the Masters for showing up, and we thank the City of Lights for giving us permission to enter, especially into the Temple of Peace. So in your meditations, you may ask to be received within the City of Lights. Know that this energy goes out to your ancestors, your family members, and your pets. Please share this with your friends and loved ones. Your pets. And use this activation to enhance your healing gifts, to enhance your meditational practice, your yoga, your prayer work. your own self-therapy. Know that you are blessed and loved. And your homework will be to continue the communication with the master that showed up for you in this activation. For there is deep meaning and purpose there. So until next time, we send our blessings, our gratitude and thanks to everyone for your attendance and participation. Journey well, my friends, and until next time, namaste.